أقسم بالله العظيم أن أحافظ مخلصاً
Egypt's top army generals have cleared the way for army chief Abdel Fattah al-Sisi to run for president. Military commanders claim the people's trust in Sisi is a call that must be heeded. Sisi has not said whether he will seek the country's highest office. Other potential candidates have announced that they will only be running if Sisi does not fear a strong bias of state institutions in his favor, in addition to his popularity among the people.
Unless we have concessions between both parties, I don't think the situation is going to be solved in a fortnight. It will take some time because there has to be certain concessions from both parties in order to reach a common consensus and a common objective.
In reactions to the decision by the military council, the Muslim Brotherhood released a statement criticizing what they called the coup leaders and said the military has and remains to be in control of the political life in Egypt. They blamed Sisi for destroying all the objectives of the January 25th revolution. Egypt has been for months in turmoil since the first democratically elected president, Mohamed Morsi, was toppled in a coup. Besides the near-daily protests held by the Muslim Brotherhood, which in many cases leads to deadly clashes, bombings and assassinations have been on the rise, with militants in Sinai claiming responsibility for most of the attacks. The security situation in the country has led many ordinary Egyptians to demand a crackdown on terrorism and their efforts to disrupt security and stability. The stock market in Egypt has hit a 44-month high following the statement by the military council in which it empowered what some say here is the country's de facto ruler, Field Marshal Sisi.
Egypt is split between those who see Abdel Fattah al-Sisi as a strong leader capable of moving the country forward, and there are others who hold him responsible for the violence that followed the removal of Morsi from power. Karim Gamaleddin, Press TV, Cairo.